This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Bush called the president of China, Hu Jintao, to talk about Tibet. According to the White House, the president used the occasion to raise his concerns about the ongoing crackdown in Tibet. Last week, Beijing used force to end protests against Chinese control of the Tibetan Autonomous Region, or TAR. Also today, the head of the European Parliament invited the Dalai Lama to talk to the EU about China's response to the Tibetan unrest. Meanwhile, for the first time since the Tibet situation heated up, a group of Western journalists has been allowed into the region. Among the reporters who arrived there today was Colin McLeod of USA Today. He says there is a police presence in the city, but there's not a complete lockdown.
People can go about their business, but they're certainly not going about their business in a normal way. And some streets are almost deserted. Many, many shops, restaurants, particularly the previously quite vibrant nightclub scene, are very much shut down. And in the Tibetan quarter around the Bakor, the sacred circuit, going around the Jokang Temple, there's a very strong paramilitary police presence there, where if you head down one of the old lanes, there's a whole warren of Tibetan housing around there, this traditional Tibetan housing. There are paramilitary police checking residents and visitors and checking their ID. If they have them, then they're allowed to proceed, as I was allowed to proceed. And then from in the evening, many roads have roadblocks where cars are stopped, and particularly taxi drivers are telling me if they're carrying Tibetans in their taxi cabs, then they would also be subjected to a body search for weapons.
The Chinese said that there had been a widespread looting of stores owned by Han Chinese, the ethnic Chinese. Is that evident to you when you talk about the shops that were shut down, or no?
What's clear is that there are many burned and blackened buildings where shops have been thoroughly gutted by fire. The organizers of this trip showed an hour-long documentary taken from police surveillance cameras, some of which has been aired on Chinese television before, and part of which has stirred up anger throughout China towards the Tibetans. And it wasn't clear that there was looting going on from those tapes. What was clear is that many shops were ransacked and the shops were just burnt. And then, of course, there were victims of those fires.
Have the Chinese said how many people they have detained or where those people are being detained?
There are figures varying from 600 to 1,000 in terms of people who have surrendered, then been detained. We hope to learn more tomorrow when we will be meeting with the city and TAR officials. So we haven't been given access to people with that kind of information yet, but we will be pressing for that tomorrow.
Before I let you go, I just want you to, as you've said, the terms of this visit to the Tibet Autonomous Region that you're on, you are escorted throughout? Are you allowed to walk around on your own and at least try to engage some people in conversation, or is there always an official minder around you in whatever you're doing?
We were warned as the trip began that we should only go out with minders for our own safety as well as our own health at this high altitude. Thankfully, that hasn't been the case. I personally left the hotel quite soon after arrival. I don't believe I was followed on that particular visit, so I was able to get out and out of the official agenda. When a group of us tried that later this evening, we were certainly followed by at least three cars, but none of those intervened in our movements around town. So while it's certainly a very monitored trip, it's not perhaps as tightly controlled as some may have feared.
And as you say, you've been there before. You've been to Lhasa under better circumstances before, and this is notably different?
Very, very much so. It's obvious from the airport we passed at least three police roadblocks just coming into town, and the fact that the Tibetans, who are normally a very engaging people, quick with a smile and keen to have a conversation, particularly with people who've come from far away, and that's not the case in this still rather nervous city tonight.
Colin McLeod of USA Today, thank you very much for talking with us from Lhasa.
You're